Hey everybody, this is Clover Chat, brought to you by the University of Minnesota Extension and the Minnesota 4-H State Ambassadors. This podcast was created to showcase all of the great opportunities and activities 4-H has to offer. Our podcast will include stories and interviews with 4-H members and alumni, information about 4-H opportunities, and we'll also chat with some 4-H experts.
Hello everyone, my name is Meg and I am one of the Minnesota 4-H State Ambassador Advisors. Each year on the team, there is a group of state ambassadors from the previous year's team called the State Ambassador Leadership Team, or as we like to call them, SALT. These members of the State Ambassador Team take on additional responsibilities such as leading a committee or taking on a special project. They help guide the first-year ambassadors during their first year, as well as connecting with the advisory team to help plan retreats and meetings. On this week's episode of Clover Chat, we are going to hear from SALT member Vivian from Carver County about her journey in 4-H. This is a live recording of Vivian giving her speech at our statewide leadership conference, Youth Exploring Leadership and Learning Opportunities. We hope you enjoy.
Fun fact of the day, I guess. So I want to share with you guys a little bit about my 4-H journey. I know that my other SALT members have shared some other amazing words with you guys, but I'm going to share my outlook on that as well. So I joined 4-H when I was 3 years old. And for those of you that have been in 4-H for a long time, you know that that's too young. You have to be just finishing kindergarten. Well, I had an older brother. He was 6 years older than me, so that made him 9. He was the correct age to join. And I would beg my mom all the time, "Mom, I want to do this. This looks so cool." And 3-year-old Vivian, confident as she was, walked right up to my mom and said, "I'm doing this. Put me on my pony. I'm going to go run." Well, 3-year-old Vivian did not even know how to lead a horse, let alone a dog. So I begged my mom and my 4-H extension educator, let me do it for the first time when I was 3. I did the Clover Pride horse project, and I also painted this little like flower pot thing that my mom still has on her kitchen table. So those little art projects you made as a clover bud, keep those around. They're kind of cool to look back upon and look at how much you've grown. So when I was younger, I was involved in the horse project, the flower project, and then I did a little bit of rabbits. Since then, I have dove into the poultry program as well as the sheep and photography. Photography was an interesting one for me. I was never real artistic, as one would say. I actually had somebody do my art class for me in middle school because I couldn't do art. So I did her science homework. She did my art homework. I don't recommend that. But that is how non-artistic I was. And I challenged myself to step outside of my comfort zone and do this photography program. And I actually have really enjoyed it. I last year took a picture of one of my friends and I tried for the first time editing photos. All I did was turn it from color to black and white. And maybe I played with the light balance. But my photography judge has known me from the past and she told me, "You're improving. Like, this is a lot better than the picture of the flower you presented to me 2 years ago." So I wanted to take that moment and channel it into myself and say that this is something that I've grown in. Now what can I grow in? So I have looked at a bunch of different things and I kept coming back to this one memory I had in the poultry program. Now I'm nothing like Antonio or Julia, who are like poultry king and queen. I show a little runt thing that my mom buys from the local Fleet Farm when they have a sale because nobody wants them. Those are the rabbits and chickens that I show. So I didn't even know what breed it was. And I'm standing out here like this, you know, as the judge is coming by and he walks past me and, you know, you do the whole this thing, right? And the judge comes up to me to ask me a question. They're like, "What breed is this and what type of comb does it have?" I didn't know either answer. Didn't even know what breed I was showing. I knew it laid brown eggs. So he asked me the question and I answered very confidently, "The comb is a single-stranded comb." For those of you that show poultry, that's not even a thing. The judge laughed in my face, and he says, "I love your confidence, but that is the wrong answer," and he kept walking. And as he was walking away, I was kicking myself. I felt so bad. I'm like, "Ugh, I just messed this up. There's no way I'm gonna learn about this poultry program. I just ruined this." And when he, you know, then the judge stands up and he's like, "This is the blue group, this is the red group, and these are the two champions." He ended up giving me a blue. I should not have gotten a blue. I should have gotten a red or even a white because I didn't know what chicken I was showing. I didn't even know anything. But he gave me a blue and I asked my cousin afterwards, I said, "Why did I get a blue? Like, I'm so confused. I totally blew that." And she looked at me and she said, "You had confidence in what you do. If there's anything that I can recommend to you, is confidence. Have confidence in what you do." You know the saying, fake it till you make it? It's not really a thing. Have confidence in what you know and have room to grow in what you don't know. Now this is the part where I get a little emotional. I am grade 13. That's it. I have 4 more months. Bye-bye participation. That doesn't mean I'm going to leave you all and never come back, because I'm going to be one of those chaperones in the back. Shout out to you guys. You guys are amazing. Leaving this 4-H program is really hard for me. I have spent 16 years of my life in this program. And when people ask me, what is 4-H and why is it important? Why should my kid be in it? I'm always flustered with this question. Like, as ambassadors, we are like trained down to the bone how to answer this question properly and how to have the perfect elevator speech. But in that exact moment, you don't remember any of it. And you put together this elevator speech that you know doesn't truly reflect the program. But here is my elevator speech. 4-H is a youth development organization that has made me into the person that I am today. 4-H teaches skills like leadership and confidence and sportsmanship and teamwork and responsibility. Without any of those things, I don't believe you can have a successful life. I believe that those are the core values that we need to instill within ourselves as well as those around us. Now, my favorite that I struggled with growing up was sportsmanship. For those of you that know me, I am a very confident person. I am a very competitive person. If we're playing a game, whether who can balance on the one foot the longest, well, I'm gonna go on Releve and see if I can do that. I'm just kind of I'm that type of person. And that is something that I need to learn when I was growing up. And I learned that through 4-H. Getting those participation awards as a clover bud, I hated them. I thought they were pointless. But that taught me that I needed to be okay with letting others grow. And letting others grow and letting myself grow in a different way. So I have learned definitely to be a better sportsman, and my Ambies can maybe say that, I hope. But when I think back on my 4-H career, I always come back to the 4 H's. Head, heart, hands, and health, right? That's what our whole program is based upon, learn by doing. And that is just like the core values that I have looked back upon is like, how can I use my head today? How can I use my hands today? Now, I forget that when I'm tired and I haven't had my coffee yet, or when we're on day 25 of yellow, whatever day it is. But on your way home, I want you guys to think about, how did you use your head this week? What does it mean to truly use your head? What has changed within your heart that you're gonna go home and back to your communities and see what difference you can now make with your hands? We had our entire day of service yesterday. We did crazy numbers that we presented to you last night. That's amazing. Now what? Now what can you do? And health. Health is so important. You guys, somebody who has struggled with health a lot of my life, and that's why my poster was food allergies last night when you guys came up and asked me questions. I'm not ashamed of that. I am allergic to a lot of things. And I want to be there for you guys to not be ashamed of your health. If you need help with your health, please reach out to somebody. We have a healthy living program in 4-H. That is a great program to get your health to where it needs to be to have that successful life. And lastly, I want to leave you guys with some advice. Try everything. Try everything. Before becoming a state ambassador, I never knew what state ambassadors were. To be honest, like, I knew that they were amazing people. I knew they wore green polos and welcomed me to the 4-H building, but I didn't know anything else. I never went to yellow growing up. I never went to blue growing up. I was always too busy doing other things. But try everything, be involved, even if that means you don't get to sleep in that extra 20 minutes, or if you don't have a free day to go and play video games. Get outside, try new things, and be okay with being busy. Because when you look back and you're older, and you are out of the 4-H program, you're gonna regret not doing everything. And lastly, time really flies by, guys. 16 years, just like that. I have no idea where the time went. Try everything, stay busy, and enjoy the time that you have. Thank you, guys.
I hope you enjoyed hearing from Vivian, and on next week's episode, you will hear from SALT member Rhea. This podcast is brought to you by the number 4, the letter H, and the color green. See you next time.
Minnesota 4-H is a youth development program of the University of Minnesota Extension, and is for youth in kindergarten through 1 year past high school. 4-H'ers participate in hands-on learning experiences, STEM, leadership and civic engagement, animal science, creative arts, and so much more. To learn more about 4-H, please visit z.umn.edu/4-H.